And I'm recording.
Thank you. God, for the love of God.
For the love of God, on this wonderful Sunday, we have met for what? Oh, everyone introduce themselves. Imad, who do you play and who are you?
Hello, I play Ruthma Redmayne, a fighter cleric.
Good R roll.
Thank you.
That's it. Okay.
Matt didn't give any more directions, so moving on. Last time we played...
Oh, fuck off. This is fucked. Who do y'all play?
You'll cut it. Don't worry.
My name's Felicia. I play Monet.
Class. What's your class?
And race.
Race is important.
No, it's not.
In today's society, more than ever.
I'm Matthew, and I play Scarab, the kobold ranger and gunslinger. Wee!
It's a good combo.
Monet plays...
What? You know what? Whenever you mumble, I'm going to play Lilith's...
Monet is a kineticist. Ooh. And she is a Kael.
Nerd.
Kael.
I am offended. Heart hurt.
Well, the last time these three losers got together.
Hey.
Stop.
Who's Cody and what does Cody play?
I'm God. Bow before me in all of my reverend glory.
And you
I'm just a nerd who tells you guys what to do sometimes, and then you tell me what you do, and then I tell you what happens because of what you do.
And you play?
And I play Pathfinder.
What is your race?
I'm
half
Asian.
Halfling!
Hey, you heard it. God is white. It's not true necessarily.
Did we reprimand everything he says after we're done recording?
Anyway.
We pull him into a closet and we...
Last time you played, you just finished dealing with the zombie horde in the graveyard. You made your way back into town, and your first instinct was to meet with the town sheriff and to figure out what's going on, what you need him to do, and what you should do next. After meeting with the sheriff, you found Farron there already, speaking with the sheriff as for what was going on and what you dealt with at the graveyard. You explained your intent, your distress, and he is trying to back you as best as he can. He's got Farron there. He go ahead. You know, at the end of the day, he go ahead.
At the end of the day.
He
go ahead.
After discussing with you and understanding your concerns and you understanding his unique position as sheriff, you come to an understanding, and he deputizes Farron under the guise of keeping him close and safe. He then
deserved
legitimately
so awesome.
Deputizes the three of you,
so
giving
awesome.
You full authority as acting members of the guard for Falcon's Hollow.
I'm the law now!
Hoping that you will not abuse your power.
Play the gunshots. I don't have control. Play the gunshot.
He also
backfire
takes into consideration your movement to have the town placed under a more careful watch. He enacts a curfew. He gets more of his town guard to patrol the streets in order to watch out for any more roving dead.
This I love.
And
I love that part. That was a good part of last time.
From there, you decided you were going to rest for the night, recoup yourselves after the previous day's intense battle. And then from there, you would decide where to move forward with your defense of Falcon's Hollow. At the end of the night, each of you has yet another horrifying dream. Some of you can't quite remember what was so bad about it, just that you didn't sleep so well. But Monet in particular remembers vividly the visions of the Kobold King looming far above you and laughing as you and your friends slave away as thralls beneath him. Monet, you wake up and you have this impending sense of doom. Mechanically speaking, you are doomed one for today. The other two are fine, and as they get up and fumble their way through a partially burned breakfast, you remain in bed.
I was hoping we'd forget about the breakfast part.
Me too, Rootmore. Me too.
No one's gonna forget about the breakfast, Rootmore!
No! Scarab continues to knock on the door. We're gonna do one of those anime openings where it's like we saw what happened last time, but this time we're gonna see it again.
but slightly different.
Slightly different. Slightly different. It's like a cliffhanger or something.
Monet swings her door open, looking all disheveled and greasy and tired. She's got dark bags under her eyes, and she's so what?
Oh, dang, girly. Do you need to sleep?
Yes.
Good thing. Runmore, go back to bed!
Oh, but we have crap to do.
We all JK? Go back to bed.
Oh, Monet!
Oh, JK, Monet! Seriously, are you okay? What's wrong?
I just don't feel great.
You can have breakfast. We got breakfast. Come on. Come on.
Scarab grabs Monet's ball.
Her fist?
Yeah.
Sorry, I just did the meme of the white guy blinking in disbelief.
You know what ball I'm talking about?
I did that in real life.
I'm talking about the big ball that swings beneath the waist. Come on, Monet. Come with me, he says.
Monet trudges along, yawning, grumbling under her breath.
We have to go to the tower. I have a feeling Rumor's not into it.
No, I'm not, but you do have a good point. It's right here. Might as well.
Runmore, oh my god!
Hi, how's it?
Look, I know. There's just more to be found out. What is wrong with you guys?
My breakfast is inadequate. Makes me sad.
Is it because Scarab told me that it's better today than it used to be? Because usually it's shit.
Monet, that wasn't nice. It's not usually shit. Today, it might be inadequate.
I'm going it's not back shit. To bed. Monet, turn around.
Golds hard onto the ball.
Monet, you want to go into Little Fun Tower today?
Nothing's fun today, Rootmore.
I think we're going to have to split the party, brother.
All right. Let's go find somebody else.
You don't have to...
jerk my beard.
You don't have to tell me twice.
You hear an abrupt, like, twang on a lute, like it's, like, stopped mid-note. Just bang, and then you hear a slamming door.
Oh, that couldn't have been him. He would have come running. He's very happy to see us all the time.
Buddy, I've got the strong feeling that was Edward. I've got a big, more than a sneaking suspicion. I have more than a sneaking suspicion.
The DM is nodding at me profusely right now.
That was Edward. I have no doubts.
Well, Scarab, to the tower, I guess. We'll figure out how to get in there.
So Rootmore writes a note, and he slides it under Monet's door.
Monet is out.
No, she's here. She's here.
She's here.
Don't give up on her yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's out.
Is that for later?
I mean, out like as in out for the day or
she's out
with
in
us.
The
she's
hallway
with, you
with y'all
oh, okay.
right
okay.
now.
I thought she went back in.
Did she open the door? So you bend down next to her feet and you slide it beneath the door, between the door and the wall.
All right, whatever.
You guys had the dream too, right?
Oh, yes.
Maybe it's thrown all of us off our game a little bit.
It's just the dream, though.
I'm really tired.
Can you still do it? You know, turn into a cat?
Kitty cat.
Of course.
Good.
Can you open the door for us?
Yeah, I'll just, you know, go in there as a cat and then...
Do we need to go to the potion shop? We need energy drinks. Something to bring you up. What do we got?
So stop by the shop, get some energy drinks.
I know a halfling.
Oh, good.
Just show him your
He's
badge.
A gnome.
Real short guy. He might be able to help us out. You've seen him before. He gives away free stuff if he's not looking. Halfling. Oh,
good.
Do we have... We got a little bit of money.
So we're heading over to the gnome store first.
If he was serious, then it seems like it.
I don't know.
Is there an item that could help Monet in this position? Not necessarily take away doomed, but like bring up the attitude. That sounded funny, so I went with it.
Yeah, I think coffee would probably help.
think so.
Maybe some flay leaves so she could chill out.
True.
Oh, very good.
In any case, the Goose and Gander is A12 in the south central part of town.
Yeah, it's on the way.
Hey, we can stop by the Goose and Gander. Something just reminded me. There's a nice little leaf around town. We don't really talk about it, but it could help us in our time of need. It'll make all of us hungry for your pancakes, and it might bring up Monet's mood.
All right, let's go.
To the Goose and Gander.
I want everyone to be hungry for my pancake.
Yes!
You just holding a pancake? Did you give her a pancake?
Just barehanded, just flapping a pancake in her face.
Maybe some food. Maybe something to bring up the mood.
All right.
We got a tower to traverse.
To the Gandering Goose.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Door open.
Yeah, what's the party order here?
Scarab is dragging Monet, and then Rootmore wherever he wants to be.
Yeah, he'll go first.
Okay.
Okay.
Rootmore, you push your way through the door. The bell ding-a-ling-a-lings, as you said. And as soon as Scarab comes into view, you hear old Brickisnard Hildrasox immediately cry out,
"Nope! Nope! You got your freebie! You wait outside!" "Oh, come on! You did not see!" "Nope! I said nope! The other two can have a go! Not you!"
Time pauses. Scarab is reaching back to... He has a couple of pouches on his side, and he has his half cape. He reaches into a larger one that is, like, situated on his back pretty tight. And he pulls out of it a figurine, unfinished, of an owlbear.
"You thought I would take without giving in return? That's not how pawn shops work!"
And he holds it for the gnome to see.
His little gnome hands slam down on the counter, and he leans forward, like comically far over, almost like he's going to teeter off the other side. His eyes are wide as he's staring down at this figurine.
"Go on! It could be cursed. Are you willing to find out?"
"Oh, it is cursed."
"Shh.
Stroh's car, it sucks."
"Free?"
"For free?
No, not for free. I took half the payment before, and I receive half the payment now." "So you take a gift but not give one? A gift you say, but a gift you charge?" "I can say anything I want!" "Outside!" "Thank you, come again." "No, no, no. You listen here." "No." "Nope." "Do you want business or not?" "Yes! But I'm not in the business of giving shit away for free and not getting anything in return." "More than once?" "No, you receive
patent
this.
Pending.
For free?" Half was that the thing that I took before?" "Do you even remember what you got for free?" "I don't know." "Ungrateful!" "Not ungrateful. Whatever I got for free saved a life. Or at least got vengeance for one." "Well, it's surely... would be grateful enough to repay such a kind service." "The thing that I got from you got me further so I can grab this." "For me?" "For you." "For free?" "For flayleaf. Do you have any?" "That's all you want?" "Just some flayleaf." "God, I've got it, Brother Garves. Get in here, you scamp. It's in the back." "You're not a cop, are you?"
Points at all three of you.
"Actually..."
Rootmore hides his badge.
Scarab shows his.
"Damn you, Scarab! Do you want to keep quiet or not?"
"You're so loud."
"Are you going to keep quiet on this or not?" "Throw in the statue, I'll keep it quiet." "I'm going to throw in the statue, but we need a week's supply of flay leaf." "A week?" "A week.
For one of you."
"Do you want to keep your business?"
"A week for one of you."
"A week for one of us. Yes, of course. Look at her.
So shrewd."
Points back at Monet.
"Follow me to the back."
"All right, fellas." "Oh. Hey, everyone, keep in mind, we have power over this guy now."
Rootmore draws his hammer.
On a piece of paper, no lie. No. Don't be afraid. Scarab was just saying this. Hey, hey, hey.
You hear an abrupt...
Rootmore drops his hammer.
You hear an abrupt scooch of his stool that he was standing on as
Look,
he hops
down.
Look,
I'm just kidding.
A quick plop as he works his way around the counter and he, with a big hand, kind of gestures towards a beaded curtain in the back of the shop.
Oh. Are the people buying up this flay leaf? What's the deal?
None of your business.
I'm just curious.
Well, you're not paying, so it's not your business.
You're right.
Thank you for everything you've done for me.
You walk for what feels like far longer than you should walk for the inside of a building. It's almost like the aisles stretch on impossibly far for the interior
so
of this place. Until finally, this curtain that seemed like it was only a few feet away is finally actually only a few feet away. It almost feels like you walked for minutes. But you reach the end, and his short-statured arm reaches out and holds aside a beaded curtain.
Well!
Come on in, Rimor. Don't breathe in too heavily if you're like that.
It's hot in here.
It's hot. It's gonna
so
be fine, though.
Hot.
You're not actively burning, are you, or is that just incense?
Kind of burning.
It gets better down below. Trust me.
Now,
I'm chafing down below.
As a man of the law, I'm not much for incense or flay leaf myself, but I know its properties and I know it's good. And my friend here does not have an appetite. My other friend here, he's kind of lost his magic.
Yeah, but I have a healthy appetite.
Save it for the court, Bacon. But this'll get your appetite going real good.
Damn right, and that's why we're here.
As you move through the curtain, the beaded curtain, immediately it is an abrupt stop with a stairwell going down to your right. It is dark.
Not a problem.
I'd like to perceive, like, is there... We got anything going on the walls back here?
There's some shelves with some odds and ends. They seem in, like, equally disarray as the rest of the shop. It's just shelves kind of, like, crammed with crap. It's almost hard to tell what even is on them because there's, you know, a book here, a scroll there, a pile of something there. Something that looks like a food ration followed immediately by something. It's all kind of nonsensical, just a crass amalgamation of knickknacks and crap gathered throughout who knows how long.
Interesting.
But this is just a small little, let's say, like a 4x4 room that then immediately cuts to a downward staircase that seems to lead into some sort of cellar. And there is kind of like a cool draft coming up the stairwell.
Oh, thank goodness.
Nice. And pardon me, what was his name again?
This is Brickasnerd Hildren Socks.
So Socks, look, I may be a man of the law, and the Scarab just a flashing. Just this thing that he tucked away so neatly, he's just flashing his sheriff's badge in his face.
So Socks, I'm not gonna put you away. You're a good man. You do the work while I'm out doing the killing and grabbing the items like this owlbear figurine. You're here doing the good man's work. I think we might be able to do something together someday. Question is, you partake?
Do I partake?
Look at him.
Do I partake? Listen, look at him, all of you. Look at this idiot. Do I partake? They don't call me, I'll knock you off your Hildren Socks dome man for nothing.
Guys, do you want to just get high in the cellar today?
Monet, are you recording?
Let me see recording. That figurine.
I've been needing a shop, Socks. Looks like I'm going to be taking yours out from under your feet, Socks.
Rootmore found something
just
and he's
kidding.
Lighting up.
No,
right
hand
now.
It over. Let me look at it. Let me see.
Look at it.
It's pretty nice. Damn. I like it.
It's pretty good, huh?
Dwarven. You people do good work,
says to Rootmore a bit racistly.
No! He does, though.
Rootmore is already smoking flay leaf found on his
I get, hold on. Because in front of you, again, is this dark stairway that goes down. He says,
all right, I can make this work. I can get you a weak sock. You're in luck. I just harvested, started a new breed.
I want a strong stock.
What's it called?
There's no stronger than Hildren socks.
You said weak. I want strong.
Listen to my friend.
I'm not going to address that.
We want some dank shit, bro.
Oh, I've got dank shit. You're talking to a gnome, fella. We live in caves, underdark. It's not called that here. You know what I mean. This underground. It's real dank. It's really dank. Oh. Sorry, what were you saying? Go ahead.
Find them in God. I didn't mean to. Staring at plants for hours on end. I think we can trust him, Rootmore.
I'm all in.
As the tallest one here, I'm obviously the most trustworthy.
Follow
me down the stairs.
I'm pretty sure I'm the tallest one.
You foolish idiot!
As if I would ever trust someone so low to the ground as a lizard.
Wait a minute. Everyone pause. Not a week for you. A week for her.
Points back at the much taller woman.
A week for me. A week for me would last years for that soft, pale nobody.
Well, then it better last years.
Trust me.
For that soft, pale somebody.
This shit's gonna make you see things you didn't even know existed. You're gonna think you walked planes for a moment, man. It's crazy!
Like magic!
Like magic.
I don't think I'm interested in this.
It's gonna make you question your gods.
Yeah, I don't think I'm
It's gonna make you think you're just some idiot sitting at a table talking into a microphone. That's how crazy my shit is.
I don't think I like this idea.
Hey, Sox.
My shit's gonna make you smell colors and taste blood.
Sox, chill it, bro.
I don't think I'm...
Hey, Sox.
I don't think I want any of this.
You're passing all your checks. We just need her to be hungry.
I don't feel safe.
We just want her to... Hey, just give us some of the stuff that makes her want to be a little more active.
My shit's gonna make you kill a man and not even question... Probably not. I'm sorry. I had coffee this morning.
You should be careful what you say.
Flashing
a little
badge.
Excited.
Flashing badge.
Haven't sold in a minute. Shall we?
Yeah. For free.
All right.
I hear a lot of talk, but not...
For the idol.
Yes.
That is free.
Yes.
Then for free.
Yes.
Good business, man, Hildren Socks. Follow me. Come on. Come.
Scared of winks so hard at Rootmore. This guy's a fucking idiot.
This is
Hildren Socks winks at Rootmore. He's like, this guy's such a fucking idiot.
Just saying
everybody's flirting
They're
with me.
They're both winking at you at the same time.
They're moving very slowly.
All right.
Stay close. I don't feel safe.
I don't feel safe either.
No, we're fine. This guy's a gnome.
You guys make your way down. He said a bit racistly. You make your way down the staircase, and at about halfway down, it's incredibly dark. Even for your dark vision, normally you feel like you'd be able to see everything in black and white. You still can, but everything seems kind of hazy, like there's something else going on here, something that's obscuring your vision. But as you reach the base of it, you can kind of make out the beginnings of something, like there's... some kind of, shelves or something like that in front of you before you hear the blurry outline of this gnome in front of you. He turns and he says,
get ready to see some cool gnomish tech.
And he pulls a lever, and as he does, there is a shkong, 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 as lights begin to flood the area. And this cavernous room beneath this shop, it's just row after row after row of fine gnomish hydroponics. Intricate machinery set upon large troughs of these massive stalks of flay leaf being grown.
Son of a gun.
How do you sell this shit if nobody knows about it?
Lining the room are several tables. You can see other gnomes in the dark, hard at work, assembling and moving leaves along. Some of them drying them, some of them pressing them, separating.
Pruning them.
Pruning, separating stems and seeds and all of that. There's a full-on op going on down here.
Is Santa Claus here too? Holy shit.
Those are elves! Racist! Anyway, follow me. I'm gonna take you to the good shit.
He leads you past rows and rows of workers, again feeling like you're walking far too long than you should be for a building its size, before you make your way towards a back office. He opens a door that leads you in.
Pray tell! What the Willy Wonka is going on here?
Exactly what your friend asked for. Only the best.
Rootmore, we'll talk later.
This is a lot of production. I'm confused.
Frankly, I'm a little concerned, but also maybe a big payday. We'll worry about that later.
Is the wood chopping just for money laundering? What is happening here?
There's no damn telling.
Don't chase the roots, big man. They go deeper than you think.
What do you know about the creeds?
Nothing. I'm busy. Come on in. Here's my office.
I like this guy. He called me big man.
All right. You're right. Let's get that week's worth.
All right. You guys make your way into his office. There is a desk that is the appropriate size for a gnome and a chair that is comically large, too large for that desk and for the gnome. He gets into his big chair real quick, and then he awkwardly reaches down into that now, by comparison, comically small desk. And he opens a drawer, and he pulls out a small gold inlay box. And he puts it in front of you, and he slides it forward. Places his stubby gnomish hand on the top of it and says,
"The idol first. Fair's fair. You've seen the app.
Easy. But have you been regulated? This is quite a big operation.
Yes.
You're doing this for yourself, right?
Personal use.
Right. Scarab has a big smile. A big smile. And he winks. He winks heartily at Mr. Socks.
This will fix your eye, too. But the idol first.
And I'm sure you'll have... with an operation like this, I'm sure you'll have more of the same next week. Right?
And the week after. And the week after.
Yeah, it'd be a shame to see a place like this get shut down.
Never in a million years. You see all those fools out there? Never.
In a million years.
In a million years.
Oh. Did you see those fools out there?
Scarab shoves the owlbear idol forward. He scoots, unfinished and quite shoddy owlbear.
He scoots the beautiful and decadent gold inlay box in front of you.
Oh, boy. If I had stupid eyes, I would think these were crystals. Scarab grabs the bag.
You do have stupid eyes, and they are crystals. Go on, look. Admire my handiwork.
All right, thanks.
Scarab, just looking around. Scarab's just got to take this in. I don't have to roll or anything. He's just looking around like, damn. This guy. You could take him down in a heartbeat. Just gonna have to get another town and... Wait a minute.
Are you licensed at all by the city?
Absolutely!
By the creeds themselves?
Yes!
I would like to sense that.
Yeah, I definitely want to sense that.
I've been biting my tongue this whole time.
What's your, what is your perception DC?
DC 21.
Yeah, dude. He's legit.
Okay.
Damn. Okay. Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much for the hookup, brother. We'll come see you next week if we need any.
Hold on. Take a look. Open the box.
He gestures.
Fine. Scarab's going to look for traps.
Ooh.
26.
He very hastily spins the box around real quick and gives it two little clicks before he hands it back to him. He's like,
"All right, you're cool."
He opens the box for you and he splays it open, and you can see inside of it are several, probably two dozen, perfectly rolled out flay leaf spliffs.
Ooh. Brother, we are done here. And if you need any more artifacts like that, we might be able to procure some later.
Now, Scarab, I consider this an investment.
As you should.
Yes, I should.
Well, thank you, because I seem to have lost my cart. We might be able to work something out, huh?
He seems, actually, like there's a flash of sadness on his face when you say that. He understands.
Oh, no worries. I still have an eye for the items.
And Scarab flashes his gun.
Still got an eye for the items. But I might be too busy procuring to sell for a while, if you catch my drift.
Well, if the load should ever get too heavy, friend, you know where to drop it off. I'm always here. Hildren Socks is always ready to make a deal.
We'll need to talk about your branding. But Socks, you ain't too bad.
Get out of here, you scamps. Thanks for the idol. Stay cool.
Scare flashes his badge again and turns around.
He flashes one too.
Just kidding. What's
anybody? Hey, really?
What is happening?
Everyone in town's a cop.
I know. Sheriff just hands these out all willy nilly.
He does it. All right. Okay, so you guys, you make your way out. You've got, you can add to your inventory if you'd like. You've got a nice ornate box that is no longer trapped with...
I fucking asshole. I'm so glad I checked.
2 weeks worth of, if you're doing one a day, one person, 2 weeks worth. You got 14 supply of flay leaf.
Okay.
That's a lot of flay leaf.
Well, Scarab was definitely grabbing this for Monet, but how do we want to split up the flay leaf? If anyone else... Scarab's down to smoke a little bit today just because of how fucking crazy things are.
What does flay leaf do?
Mechanic.
Smoke it and find out.
I'm Googling it right now.
I already have it up.
But nice. I do know that we need to house rule a little bit of it. Because it's got to be a mood upper too. Like, let's be honest. Or maybe a roll.
Flay leaf is highly addictive.
No, it's not.
That's what it says.
House rule, it's not. It's a plant. It's not addictive.
Well, it's not just a plant. It's also mixed with spider venom.
The berries of the flay leaf plant are sometimes crushed and mixed with the dream spider venom and spider berry tea to produce a potent hallucinogen called Riddleport tea.
Oh, but that's a different thing.
Yeah, flay leaf is not addictive.
Next sentence. Unlike its cousin, the cabble weed, flay leaf is highly addictive.
Ugh, no, it's not.
Cost varies across regions, with a full pouch of it selling for around 12 gold pieces in highly permissive city of Riddleport in Varizia.
Yeah, maybe it's addictive, but it shouldn't be. I think we should house rule that out. No,
we should keep it how it is, but house rule a new plant called cannabis, marijuana.
Okay, so stage one... Plus one, onset 10 minutes. Plus one item bonus to saving throws against mental effects for 1 hour. Stage two, fatigued, plus one item bonus to saving throws against mental effects. Stage three, 1 hour. Fatigued and stupefied, one for 1 hour. Stage four, fatigued, frightened, two, stupefied, two for 1 hour.
Nah, how's roll it?
I mean, it gives you a plus one to resist against mental effects.
Yeah, it's just the whole fatigue and all that extra stuff, you know.
You're saying it doesn't make you sleepy? Doesn't make you paranoid at the end of it?
It can.
Yeah.
But that's all to chance. Like, if you want to go through
now
all
I'm
that
curious
shit.
About what cabble weed? Is that what it's called? Cabble weed?
Yeah, because if that's a thing, here. Then, like, damn, I want to get into that, too. What's up? That wasn't around when I was doing research.
So what now? Are we going to the tower?
The tower. But first, we need to go behind the tower and smoke a little bit.
Okay, fuck it. Why not?
You got any more sausages, or...?
I always have sausages.
Damn it. Look, Rootmore, I've got something I need to say.
Spit it out!
I was gonna try to keep it to myself, but it's just what it is now. I don't think I can eat... meat.
I need more explaining. Why?
Scarab pulls his hand up, his sleeve falls.
Oh, that!
You see all the vines and stuff.
Ever since this,
he points behind his head, over his shoulder, like
that thing, Bean. I just don't know if I can.
So you don't crave meat? I don't get it. You think you can only eat plants?
It's like I see it and I know it looks delicious, but I feel sick when I look at it now, when I think about it. Have you ever joined like a religion or something, or one of the gods?
Yes.
Have you ever done anything against their will?
Unintentionally, but yes.
And it feels bad, right?
It feels horrible.
I used to worship the dragons, but something else has been forced upon me. I don't know if I can eat your sausage. Rootmore. I mean, I'll get back to you on it. It's just...
Scarab pulls out a few hours old sausage out of his pouch.
I've been thinking about this, and it's just kind of making me sick.
Give that here.
It's not the quality of the meat. It's something different.
Okay. I'll take it from you. Just...
This is what? A promise I can make, Rootmore.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I can make pancakes. I can make delicious mushrooms.
You know, it's maybe part of me wants this flay leaf to make me hungry for meat again. But I don't know if that's the way. I don't know if I'm ever going to eat meat again, Rootmore. I think it's over.
Let's go hide behind the tower and smoke some shit.
Monet, you're right, buddy.
You want to get high as fuck?
Not really, honestly.
Oh. Come on, let me seduce you with words.
Come on, yesterday was weird. Let's get high as fuck.
Have you had anything to eat?
No.
Have you ever seen... Well, look at you, magic user. Have you ever seen magic under the influence?
No.
Oh, baby. You're about to go into a tower. You're about to turn into a cat.
Pressure me?
Yeah, he is. I never said Scarab was a good guy. He's a moral man, but...
But which morals? Who could say?
He's manipulative. Look, I've never smoked a lot of flay leaf myself. It's kind of a dragon thing. I followed a green dragon on the mountain. Look, long story. Flay leaf just helps. And you look down...
I just don't like how that man was talking about it. It sounds terrible. Honestly.
Oh, that's because he's a dealer. Dealers are scum.
Not you. Not you.
But dealers are scum. Check it out. I'll do it first.
Scarab's going to light up. How do you ask? With a little bit of throat action. He ain't got much. But he got a little fire.
Ooh.
Check it out.
He's going to hold a stick to his mouth. He's going to light that little baby up. Just a little bit.
We've got torch. And we were about to break into this tower, and the cops told us not to. But guess what? We're the cops now. We just need to keep our shit together. Have a good head on our shoulders.
What could go wrong with cops getting high and breaking and entering?
Absolutely nothing. We're a new age of cops in the way back times. Light up, baby.
Flay leaf. Where is it?
I don't know what to do.
I don't see anything saying that flay leaf is addictive.
That might be old stuff. What's it say on there?
Well, I mean, as far as old stuff, I never saw that in my life as a person who looked it up.
It's on the Pathfinder wiki.
They changed
the
rules.
Oh, yeah, the wiki could be first edition. The wiki... But like, as if you look up as an item, it just says the flay leaf plant is relatively common, though mildly euphoric effects of smoking its dried leaves increase when it's sourced from plants specifically grown to produce such effects.
It says
it's the only description.
February 2024 for the Pathfinder wiki.
They could have changed it. They may have never smoked pot in their lives. Plants aren't addictive. They're just not. Not acid, yeah, not mushrooms, not weed, not LSD. None of that stuff is addictive. Just the things that are made of addictive.
I would look on Archive of Nethys.
I looked at both of them. It's just that one was updated February.
Or we could just play pretend.
We could just play pretend and not do this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really worried about it being addictive or anything, because I'm not smoking it. More of just like whatever the item effects are going to go into place. So the saving throw against mental effects for an hour, and then after that for another hour, it'll be plus one to the same effect, but then then you get fatigued on the second hour, third hour you get stupefied, fourth hour you get frightened.
So I don't get it. The saving throw. Let's say you make the saving throw. Does that mean you don't get a bonus to saving throw? It's a very easy fortitude save.
I think you just don't get the negative.
Yeah, I feel like if you fail the fortitude, then you have a bad trip.
Well, no, hold on. The way it normally would work is, like, if this were a poison, it's like if you would fail, which you can do voluntarily, you would get stage one. If it went to stage two, that's when you'd have to do another saving throw so you could end the effect at stage two. Or rather, the first time you succeeded, you wouldn't advance further, and then if you succeeded again, yeah, you would go back up.
I think it's purely for funny moments, and, like, if you just so happen to fail your fortitude, you have a bad trip.
Yeah, pretty much.
But, you know.
So you're fine.
Yeah.
All right, so you get a spark up behind the tower.
Screw the addiction shit. Fuck off.
I mean, I don't have a mechanic in place for that anyway.
So we smoke flayleaf and get high as fuck.
Except for Monet.
Why?
Monet!
This was
to.
For her!
Yeah, well, she didn't
God,
ask for
she's
it.
Being a pain in the ass.
Doesn't seem like it at this point.
Alright.
Well, oh, damn, that was a waste of time.
I feel funny. Monet, about you turn into a kitty? Go inside, and we'll start banging on the door. And then he'll come to the door, open it, say, oh, we're just trying, our friend is inside, we're trying to get them out.
Do you think that'll work, Rootmore?
Maybe. If not, you're already in there.
I was thinking more I'd go in and I'd find the child. I'd have her bring me to the door and then I'd turn back into Monet instead of Tintin. And I'd open the door for you.
Do that too. I'm down for whatever. Pretty high right now.
Great.
I will smoke this until you return.
Good choice, Rumor.
Okay.
Open up, it's the cops.
So.
Police, open up.
Rumor tucks his badge away.
Monet will. Turn into a cat. And then she will make her way up the wall.
Okay. And we checked this last time, right? For climbing checks, you just pass.
Yeah, I have a...
Unless you roll a one.
Yeah, unless I roll a one. I can roll.
Yeah, give me a quick roll just to make sure.
My first roll with my new dice. Watch be a one.
Don't be a one.
You should have smoked.
As long as it's not a one, you're good.
It's not a one.
All right. Yep, so once again, you change into a cat. You climb up about 10
little
feet up. And
says she climbed up.
About 10 feet up and a couple feet over, and you're able to get onto the windowsill. And just like before, you can see you're at, like, the window that you're at is right at the base of the stairs, overlooking this, like, round common area. You recognize the, on the opposite wall, the archway that leads to what you know to be the kitchen. And there is nobody in sight.
Yeah, Monet wants...
fireplace, which was previously lit, has since died down, and now there are a few, like, smoldering bits still in its place.
Monet wants to make her way up to the window where she found, the little girl before.
She was, farther up the stairs, another 10 feet up, and...
Yeah, so she wants to make her way up to that window.
From the inside or the outside?
The outside.
Okay, go ahead and give me another not a one check.
Scarab, there were 14 of these flayleaves, right?
19.
Okay.
Yes.
Again?
Take 7.
Okay, as you make your way up another floor and peek through the window here, you still see no one. Now from where you are in the... a window in the corridor of a spiral staircase. So, to your left, the stairs continue up. To your right, they go back down.
She wants to continue up on the outside to get to the window where she found the girl.
Another check.
Not a one.
Okay.
Cool.
And as you reach this topmost window, you are now at... you can see the stairwell to your right. And on your left, there is no more. There is now another round room, similar to the one a floor down, that has a door at the end of it.
You're all the way at the top?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Very high up at this point.
We're just smoking the flay leaf looking straight up.
About, I think, 70 or 80 feet up.
Okay, Monet's going to go in the window.
Okay.
And she is going to scratch at the door.
Okay. At the door there.
With a little.
So before you scratch the door, something you notice from your window perch. In front of the door, there is a like a spattering or a speckling of some kind of red substance. Also, as you approach the door, you hear some kind of commotion, as well as a high-pitched girlish scream.
Ooh.
Could I do a... Will you let me go back on scratching at the door with
yes.
the new information? Can I do a medicine check on the reddish?
Yeah.
That is a 21.
Blood.
Okay.
Although, using your medical knowledge, some of the blood that you see does not appear to be fresh. It seems to be more dark. Some of it not dried, but blood that you would expect to see dried. It is a like dark, maroonish, almost fetid, some of the blood.
Can I do a perception check on the scream to see if it's Savrum? I have spoken to her before.
Without a check, it sounds like her.
Does it sound like she's in distress? Can I do like a sense motive?
Sure wouldn't. A scream of joy.
Okay.
Hey. The choices we have to make in the game.
I think Pathfinder. I think Moni's going to sprint down the stairs and open the door.
Okay. Go ahead and roll for initiative.
Oh what? Really? Shit.
Moving in around.
Here we go.
Like an hour into this podcast. Let me get my dice out. Jeez.
What'd you get, Rumor?
32.
All right. Scarab.
33. Did you roll a 20?
A 19.
Nice. Okay.
What'd you roll?
20.
Jeez.
And Monet.
A 28.
Golly, wow. Very good.
I'm going to stand down also. Here so fast. Oh, I'm going to wait my turn so fast.
What's yours?
33.
Jesus.
I'm going to be the first one to wait my turn. I'm going to wait until I hear something. I'm just going to be chilling down here. Oh boy, this is spooky. Hey, I mean, it's fine. We have no horse in the race other than we know there's a little girl.
So, first things first. Monet, you hear the scream, and you are quickest to react in a pseudo-surprise round.
So, here's...
Here's the deal.
Here's the deal.
I'm a
like
cat.
For Monet to jump back on to the ledge.
Mm-hmm.
Or rather, just jump out the window.
Okay.
You have a cat fall?
She does.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So she'd like to jump out the window.
Okay.
Oh my god.
How is that going to impact 60 to 70 feet of falling?
Well, then she would like to grab a ledge when she gets to the lower one by the door.
Okay. One thing to check. I believe... Grab a ledge.
You still take damage. If it's a critical success, you do not take damage. If you succeed, then you still take the damage from the fall. Though it is treated as 20 feet shorter, and if you critically fail, you continue to fall.
Okay, my main stipulation is normally it is when you fall off. Okay, never mind. I caught myself in the correction. Normally, I was thinking it was like when you fall off a edge or surface, you can react to grab it, meaning you would be jumping past the 70-foot mark and then grabbing the 70-foot mark. It wouldn't do anything. But it does say or past
yes.
an edge or other handhold. So yeah. You can grab one later in the fall. So yes, if you'd like to try, go ahead and give me where you're going to try to grab it at.
At the one that is by the door.
So that would be, I said that was 10 feet up and 5 over, so a 50 to 60 foot fall. We'll say 55 for brevity.
Okay.
So you'll fall 55 feet and then attempt to arrest an edge. Now, because of your momentum, that is going to make the check higher. Does that make sense? Because you're falling for longer, it's going to be harder to grab. So I'm going to do a higher acrobatics check. What is your acrobatics or reflex DC?
24 is my acrobatics.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Your cat. Hell yeah.
I don't even know if the cat pest form adds anything to that. That is just Monet's regular.
All right, go ahead and give me that check.
You got to go off the pest form.
Okay.
Whatever that is.
Pest.
Piss, not PS4. I mean, it's a cat.
It's a cat.
It doesn't really give anything for pest form. It doesn't have anything as far as... Oh, acrobatics and stealth modifiers are plus 10 plus your own modifier. So that...
Well, it's plus 10 unless yours is higher.
Okay, but plus 10 to what?
What's your acrobatics bonus?
14.
Okay, so use yours.
Okay.
Because it's saying, like, so if yours is 20. Less than 10, then give yourself a plus 10.
Yeah. So I roll my acrobatics?
Yes.
Natural 20.
Oh, fuck yeah.
There it is.
Dude.
Let's get it.
Beautiful. The two of you from down below are sitting there chatting about whatever while passing back and forth your playleaf, and you suddenly hear the faint cry of a scream. Before looking up, and you see a cat hurl itself out of the window and fly down at an increasing speed. And Monet, as you reach the apex of like where you want to grab, you can suddenly snap that ledge into view and your hands outstretch and you grab on it and your body like whips for a moment. There's almost like, there's not a crack in the air or anything like that, but you feel your body like jerk in response to the sudden stop as you grab onto the ledge.
Yeah, so you grab in the edge or handhold, whether or not you have a hand free, typically by using a suitable held item, blah, blah, blah. You still take damage from the distance of the fall, but you treat it as if the fall is worth 30 feet shorter. She also has cat fall, so she that's an additional 10.
So okay, so 40 feet shorter than the 55 drop is 15 feet, which half of that for the fall is 7 points of damage.
Okay.
Not bad.
Very big reduction in damage.
Scarab throws a trampoline.
Yeah, not bad for up in slow motion.
So
not bad for almost 60 feet of movement.
Would that be one action, the movement to jump out of the window?
We'll say...
Because grabbing a fall is a reaction.
You know what? Go ahead and give me the athletics check to see if you could do the... Well, that's a running start to jump, yeah, to make it out the window. So it'd be like a move jump.
Well, if she was by the door, yeah, so it'd be a... Would that
so
be two actions?
Two actions.
Okay.
Plus your reaction, so you got one left.
Do you still want me to do athletics?
No, I'll give it to you.
Okay. So, she'll then move into the room and go to the door.
Okay. You can make that.
Okay. That'll be it.
All right. And now we begin... Scarab, you were at the top of initiative with your amazing 33, and you just see a cat fly out of the top of the tower, fall nearly 60 feet, grab onto a ledge, and swing itself inside.
That's tough. How far up was it that she swung back in?
She dropped from like 60 feet.
But you're like, you know, like a
floor. Oh, 10 feet up for the window she dropped into.
So like the floor up.
Yes.
She went panic.
She went. Why she was falling?
Like it was an accident.
Scarab, look, there's a cat falling. It's weird.
Shut up, Lumor. Harsh of my buzz.
You guys do. So with Flaylee, if you do have a.
No, we have heightened mental.
Mental, yeah.
You do have the option to
it's just,
hold.
It's just heightened bashing door in. It's a different story.
Yes.
So if anything, a Scarab would take this as like, okay, shit, get ready. One action to hop onto Tricky. I need two actions to hold something, right?
To ready, yeah.
That would be to ready, but you do have the option if you take... No action.
I could
reserve your place in initiative.
I'll hold altogether. Yeah.
Okay, and then Rootmore is next.
Oh, Rootmore will delay.
Okay, thank you for the proper term. And
smoking
then,
his...
Yes.
Monet, you are actually next.
Yeah, Scarab's going to be like, hey, Rootmore, get ready for the door.
Rootmore still just smokes his yeah. I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Bro.
Monet, you are up next in initiative.
Okay, so she will use one action to dismiss her pest form.
Okay.
So she goes back to Monet, and then she will strength, if you will allow it, bust it. Well,
do a force open on the door?
Force open on the door.
Ooh, okay.
Door crusher.
Athletics.
Door crusher.
Plus whatever bonuses you got.
Is there... I'm metagaming. It's so funny. She's so funny.
Okay,
I just want to know if there's a lock on the door.
I know.
She's not thinking about that.
Yeah, I know.
No.
Without even trying to just open it.
It's a 24.
24 is enough.
Yeah.
You plant your feet, and then you raise one up, and with a mighty kick, you crush the locking mechanism for the door and send the door flying open. And you can see your two comrades.
She fucking rips the door open and she's like, Savrum screaming. And then she turns to the stairs and says, Savrum, it's Tintin, I'm coming. And she starts running up the stairs.
Oh, chill out, bro.
All right. Your move speed is?
Her move speed is 30 feet.
30 feet, okay.
Yeah. Scarable, is that your turn?
That will be all three actions.
Scarable, gladly jump in on that.
Okay, and then for your turn, Scarab.
Scarab is going to mount Tricky and command Tricky to run twice. So we're going to run a total of 70 feet just forward. And in the middle of that, I don't remember if I've reloaded or not, so I'm going to spend my extra action to reload and shout to Rootmore,
hey, buddy, it's time to go!
And yeah, we're going to take off 70 feet.
Monet, you just see a blur of a pig and a lizard blaze past you as they rush their way up the stairs, maybe shoving you to the side a little bit as you start to run up there.
Hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah.
And that means it is your turn, Rootmore.
Yeah, Rootmore's going to jump in.
Light the tower on fire by dropping
<He's>
gonna,
a lit stogie.
Yeah, he's going to free action, drop his roach, stomp on it a couple times.
The rug starts to light.
He was already inside. Somehow he already got inside.
No, he's not going to draw his hammer or anything. He's going to...
Oh, wait!
And run... Three actions, 60 feet.
Yeah!
Okay, so the order up the stairs right now, 30, 60, 70 for you guys up the stairs.
Probable cause! Probable cause!
Ooh, waving the badge.
It's okay to be in here now. Hang on a second. Something's happening. A lot of die rolling.
So,
I think he's just rolling until he sees a number he likes.
Bad at 8 is.
It makes me very unhappy. The amount of unhappy I am is very.
If I could define it,
it's real not good. It's real unhappy about it.
Okay, as the three of you begin rushing up this stairwell, you hear a very loud crackling explosion. Kind of like a. As well as some thumps and scattering of something happening upstairs. Back to Scarab.
We gonna keep on running.
All right. As you continue, same as before, command once, run twice. Okay. With the second run, you find yourself at the apex of the tower. You are now in the same room that Monet saw, a round stone circular room with some... dark brown blood smeared on the floor leading up to a door on the opposite side of the room from you.
Is the door locked?
Yeah, I mean, if you give it a check, if you try to pull on it, it seems to be locked.
Okay. Would you take an action from me for doing that?
For checking it?
Yeah. Yes. And that's totally fine.
Yes.
Check for lock, and Scarab is going to fire at the door handle. I'm hearing all this stuff.
You heard the explosion on the way up the stairs. As you're coming up, you can kind of hear what sounds like crashing and thudding and just a commotion.
Yeah. Rootmore was right.
Probable cause!
I'm going to fire at the door handle.
Okay, it does have...
Fire at the lock.
It has a hardness. Go ahead and roll to hit and damage.
We're going to use... I'm going to use my episode PP.
All right.
On this one. 30 to hit.
Definitely a hit.
8 damage, bludgeoning, magical.
Okay. As you rush up, you blast the lock off of this door, leaving a big hole where the handle was, and you can see it kind of like shudder against its place. It's now swinging in place.
Yeah, and as Scarab is slow motion getting ready to reload, that's the end of his turn.
Okay, Rootmore.
60 feet running.
You hear the gunshots.
As you...
Oh, God!
As you run up the stairs, so that's 120 total for you, correct? You pass by the middle room that Monet had saw and continue running up the stairs. And as you're getting to the end of the stairs, you can kind of, like, see the beginnings of that room, but you're not quite up the stairs yet. Monet...
Did he pass the kitchen?
Kitchen was on the ground floor. He passed it long ago.
Damn. He ganders at the kitchen just for a second, just to see what this guy's working
with. On your way up the
with.
Stairs, just give it a little peek.
Yeah, just to see what he's
nice
working with.
Nice copper pans.
A little peek.
All right, Monet.
Monet will continue to sprint up the stairs.
All right, and what's your movement again?
30.
30, okay. So you've gone 30 up so far, and how many actions up? I will say if you spend all three actions running, you can be in the same spot as Scarab in front of the door.
She will spend all three actions.
Okay. And there you are in front of the door.
Oh, Monet, you're so fast!
You have enough, if you would like to push through the door.
I was going to say, is
she
it enough to just, like, get in?
The door.
Yeah, so, like, Scarab, you're blasting the lock off as Rumor is reaching the top of the stairs, and Monet rushes past you and slams through the door. And in front of you, you
not
see...
Not even knowing it was unlocked. Just
you see another large circular room off of this one much larger, easily like twice the size of the little foyer that you were just in, and this appears to be some kind of laboratory. There are several counters covered in all kinds of texts, papers, alchemical instruments. There's a large fireplace on the far side of the room that's lit. In front of the fireplace, on the floor, is who you assume to be Chavros. In front of him, Savrum standing up. Chavros has a staff extended beyond her, still sizzling with little crackles of electricity and bits of smoke, pointed out in front of the two of them. And between you and them are three malformed corpses.
Whoa!
One of which is a large hulking mass, a brutish-looking zombie, bulging with rotted muscle.
Oh my God.
The second one is a rather grotesque and thin, spindly looking corpse. His flesh is contorted in such a way that you can see his long clawed fingers almost pulling at the flesh between his pelvis and his rib cage, almost like some kind of stringed instrument. And as it pulls at it, it lets off a sickly and horrific sounding musical note. And the third is a large zombie, smaller than the first, but still bulky-looking zombie, whose body is cross-sectioned with several metal bolts, spindly spikes, and a cross-section of wiring arcing with electricity. This one, whose lips have completely gone, its mouth pulled back in a grotesque smile, arcs with electricity, and all three of them turn to regard you as you slam into the door.
Oh, dang. What the fuck? It's fight night, baby.
And that leads us to the zombies. Up first, the grotesque-looking one that's pulling at its own innards, making notes. All right, I made a very rudimentary map on Roll20, which is where you guys are now.
Turn it up!
All right, let's go!
Man.
No, get out of there, Rumor.
I was like, damn, we got in quick.
You're supposed to be in the shadow. How'd you find yourself?
What I did was I did, whoa.
You're not there yet.
Savrum don't look too good.
I'm Savrum. Just kidding. I don't know where I was. I'm so sorry.
God damn it. There.
Okay.
Get down there now.
It just shows we don't play on Roll 20 and
I know.
We're always fucking around.
We like to goof.
Also, everyone, Emon got me. Are you recording?
I hope so. Yes.
Turns out, yes.
Emon got me a brand new set of dice because Monet didn't have her own set of dice. And got me a set that has little... What is this?
Like a jelly ball.
It's got like a little moving ball in the middle. You may have seen them before with like an eye in the middle. Cody has some of those that Emon also got him.
Remember when Cody showed you those?
But Emon got me some that have the Cheshire Cat in the middle because Monet can turn into a cat. So now Monet has her own dice.
It's a little movie ball on the inside with
like,
water, and it has like a weight at the bottom. So no matter how you roll it, the face is always looking up.
Yeah, it's got like a liquid core with the face of a Cheshire Cat. So when I roll, the Cheshire Cat smiles on the top. It's real damn cool. And it's rolling real good, Emon.
Good. Hell yeah.
The D4, the Cheshire Cat is so small and I love it.
Oh, wow.
As the zombies turn to you, the first one to react is the one that seems to be using its organs as some kind of like horrible instrument, and it stretches back, arching a bit, and it reaches down and its spindly fingers begin to strum on its exposed organs like some kind of macabre harp. And it lets out this unnatural, squelching, bassy tone that unsettles all of you. But at the same time, it seems to send a like rippling shockwave through the muscles of the other zombies, and they almost appear to look quicker, more alive than they have.
Zombie bot!
Freak.
That's just a freak, brother.
Up next, you can see as the zombie begins to do it, from behind is Shavros laying down in front of the fireplace. He's wounded. He's gripping at his side where you can see fresh blood. Well, some of you can see. As he lifts his staff again and sends an arc of electricity out through the air at the zombies. So I gotta do some saves here real quick. Okay. Two of them succeed, one of them fails. He's gonna take one moment.
I was not expecting a fight coming into this tower.
Oh, I so was.
Same, so was I.
Oh, I'm so ready, and I'm so glad it's undead because it makes this validating.
Yeah. No, probable cause.
Let's go.
Probable cause.
Let's kill everyone in this room.
Just kidding. But he doesn't look nice. If his token is any representation of the man and him, of the man himself, him.
If it makes any difference for your mind, I didn't grab it from the book. I just Googled something.
Google.
Hey, Google.
Google. What did Google do for him? It make him look a spooky.
Okay, as Shavros puts his spear, I almost said, as he puts his staff up into the air and arcs a beam of electricity, the electricity jumps between the three zombies before firing off into a random corner, shattering some of the alchemical components. Two of the zombies seem to seize up, affected by the electricity. However, the one that is covered in wires and bolts and already arcing with electricity seems to like let out a screech of joy or laughter. It's kind of like a...
So loud.
Thank you.
The electrical one?
Yeah, that one. Up next is going to be Savrum, who pushes back further, trying to shield herself between the zombies and her father.
Is she hurt?
She is holding. You can't tell you're in the stairwell.
You're correct.
Up next is going to be...
Shut up, Rumor! Is she hurt?
Next, the electrical one.
Is she hurt?
Electrical one.
It is going to move, and in a crack of thunder, it seems to disappear from its spot, appearing immediately in front of you, Monet.
And Monet, you take that one. I'll take the one that looks like the Hulk Hogan.
There's a moment where there's like the crack of thunder, and then it's in front of you, and you can see its electrically charged fist is already drawn back. Oh. Its lips drawn into a gruesome smile as it fires its fist forward at you in a hefty punch.
Ew, is he a sentient undead? Does he have feelings?
That will be a 30 to hit.
Yeah, that's a
fart
hit.
Fart knocker, dude.
And felt not that. A crit.
Okay.
Good on us for being level 5. Thank the heavens.
That's a big hit, though.
Yeah, 30's bad.
That's not good.
That is 10 points of bludgeoning damage and 3 points of electricity damage.
Also bad.
As the fist collides with you and you can see the sparks arcing off of your body, you feel for a moment just that as it hits you, there is something to this guy.
Oh, and he's immune to electricity, actually.
Are you?
No.
Sick.
You really should, but you should work on that.
Yeah, come on. Pick better levels. Build a better character. You want to start over?
No.
Yeah.
No, next. But you're metal, so you should be. Same way.
Metal, hyperconductive, nice.
Yeah, but it shouldn't bother you. It should be like, no bother. Oh, my hair's standing up, what?
Alright, the large zombie is the next to act, and it sees you and slowly begins lumbering your way, just thoom, 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 moving through the laboratory. 25 feet to get here. It's actually going to stop there. So it spends 2 of its actions lumbering towards you, and as it gets close, there's just a roar as it leans back and it tries to slam you with its fists.
Okay.
Boy.
Not a good roll. 17 to hit.
That is a miss.
Get that out of here.
You recover from the blow and you nimbly dodge out of the way of the zombie. That is it for them. Up next, you wrap around to Scarab.
Okay, Scarab. Is going to command Tricky to step forward 10 feet towards that hulking zombie. Yeah, command animal. We're going to move forward and gore.
Come on, Tricky!
Give him the owl.
That's a natural 20, baby.
Oh, yeah, man!
Yes, finally!
Give him cards, baby!
It's like old news by now. Tricky gets a natural 20. Tricky dashing in almost like he knew there was undead up at the top of this tower, slams into this door, sees this hulking zombie, rears back, or turns its head toward, Tricky turns its head towards its chest and just whips his head up, tusk going through the bicep of this creature.
Ooh.
Making it unfeebled, enfeebled, until healed. But chances of that, I'm sure, are pretty low.
Well, you might be surprised. Enfeebled. Okay, go ahead and roll that damage for me.
Oh, it comes.
You can't just Google enfeebled. You have to hit that old PF2E afterwards. God damn it. That's really good. Okay, so he's got a -1 to all strength and melee-based attack rolls, strength-based damage rolls, and athletic checks.
Amazing.
Whoa. Whoa.
Give me the damage and the type.
Okay, so Tricky's damage is 2d8 plus 4. I just rolled for double damage. I just rolled 4 ones.
No, I thought that was a good
I thought
blow.
You were going the other way.
No. No, I rolled a 1 and a cracked or cocked 2. Rerolled it for a 1, and then I rolled 2 ones.
Wow.
Wow. So, 12? That's going to be 12 piercing damage.
Piercing. Okay.
Hard.
But enfeebled, if that meant anything. Sorry.
That does mean something.
Yeah, enfeebled is huge, man.
You just made like, the strong guy a little down? Less strong. It's a -1 to all strength-based checks and damage.
Okay. Okay. But damn, 4 ones. That was... Woo, that hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I get for the crit.
It's okay. Now here you are tangled in melee with this massive zombie. What you got?
Very true. We're going to place a gun against his forehead and fire.
Yeah.
All right. Roll the hit.
You won't believe it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's another natural 20.
Shut the fuck up.
This is messed up. This is wrong.
You liar.
I saw
you're a liar.
My own damn eyes.
Scarab levels his gun against this fool's forehead and lets out a shot.
Don't forget the card.
Oh, I won't. Because this fool is going to be left flat-footed as well.
Oh my god. All right. Minus two to AC. What is it, off target? Or
vulnerable spot.
What?
Huh? For, what's the new term for flat-footed?
Oh, true. Off guard.
Off guard.
Off guard, okay.
See, I'm just looked at you like, what are you asking me?
Scarab is laying one in Homeboy's forehead. It's got him. He's got this Homeboy looking up. That's going to be 26 magic.
26
piercing. 26 magic piercing.
Beautiful. The creature's head whips back at the force of your shot, and it slowly lowers its head again. You can see a great chunk of its head missing, some of its brains beginning to ooze out the sides as it just regards you with that same angry, brutish-looking face.
Scarab reloads, that's it.
Rudy!
Ah!
You are about 15 feet from the door, so one movement would get you right in behind Tricky.
All right. Spend that one movement. Fantastic.
And now you can control yourself. Control yourself.
Ha
ha! Monet, you've been slapped pretty hard. Please, everything will be fine.
Diplomacy check. Pass with a 17. And
she believes you.
Everything will be fine.
You get a D8, 3 stamina back.
Thank you, Rootmore.
You're very welcome.
Rootmore.
And then Rootmore's third action, he runs 20 more feet into the room, a little bit past the electrical zombie.
Alrighty. Monet.
Hello, I need help again. So, here we are.
Nope!
Here we are, and I need you to look at this and tell me what the damage is yet again, because I forgot.
2d10.
Yeah, we just do whatever's in the green. Where is your epicenter? Because you could put it, if you want to catch both of them, you'd have to put it like right here, which would catch Rootmore.
Not if I put it so it's hitting, so it avoids me, but it gets Tricky.
You could do that, and then Tricky could make the fortitude save. And Scarab by proxy.
I will do that.
Just, you know, remember.
So, Monet.
You used your daily, right?
Yeah.
Here, use my daily. My daily PP for your saves.
I'll use it on Tricky.
I'll give you one of mine as well.
Oh my goodness.
Everybody's shoving their peepees in Matt's face.
Yep.
Well, here I go.
Here's my daily.
Maximum glizzy mode.
Okay.
Because it could be a lot of damage. It
could be.
So.
I hope it is for them.
Monet yes. will, because I didn't say it before, Monet will channel her elements. And then a bunch of rocks will start swirling around her and move from her to swirl around these two undead and Tricky and Scarab. And they will raise up into the sky and slam down onto the ground in a tremor shock.
No fortitude saves. Ooh, pretty good saves. I got a natty 16 on the big guy and a natty 18 on the lightning.
Which is a total of?
Lightning total is a 32 for lightning.
Okay.
And save. For big guy, his is not as good. His is a 28.
They're both saves, so they'll take half damage.
Okay, and they are not knock prone, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Bad, 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 bad rolls. Weird die tonight. Weird die. Scarab gets a 16. Tricky gets a 15.
And you rolled twice for both of them.
Total?
Yeah, dog. I rolled Someone I rolled a 1, a 2, a 4, and a 5.
Oh, no.
Fuck.
Rough.
Sorry, Mom. Okay, that is... So for the two zombies, they take 7 damage each. I rolled like shit. So Tricky and Scarab take 14 bludgeoning. And that area, it's good that you made that shape because that area is difficult terrain.
Okay. Ooh, totally not your fault, but I do like the idea of the me. Trust me, I can take it. It just goes bad. Not your fault. Not your fault.
Die rolls, man.
But it's just funny.
Die rolls be how they be.
I can take it. Well, it turns out he couldn't take it.
And that is Monet's turn.
All right, that brings it back to the weird musical-looking zombie in the back. He reaches, as you all like come in and start beginning to fight the other two zombies, he sees this and he reaches down, both hands, each taking a fistful of his guts, and he pulls them forward, almost like suspenders, and lets them go, and it lets off a horrible, clamorous, like echoing, squelching noise that reverberates throughout the room. I need a fortitude save from everybody, including my two in the back.
Come on, boys. We've had 4 bad rolls. Let's give some more new good ones. Oh, hell! What happened? What happened? I ran out.
What happened?
You rolled 2 natural 20s.
You burned it all immediately.
Oh, you blew your load.
But there are 4 ones and 48s. It's fucked up, man. It's a balance. It's a balance.
All right. Monet, what'd you get?
I got a 27.
Okay, 27 is a success. Rumor.
18.
Fail.
Uh-oh.
Scarab?
It's failures for both.
Fails on both. Okay, is it a critical, though? Less than 10?
No.
Okay.
No. Scarab got a... 17. Tricky got a 14 again.
Okay. Monet, you see as these organs snap back into place, there's like a shock wave, like a sonic reverberation that goes throughout the room, and you clap your hands to your ears in time to avoid most of it. But there's a loud pop that happens, and you take 7 points of sonic damage.
Is this a mental effect or no?
It's not. It's an auditory. The other 3 for Rootmore, Tricky, and Scarab, you take 14 points of sonic damage.
Oh!
It's 14!
And the 3 of you are sickened 1 as you feel your insides begin to turn.
Oh, God damn it.
At the source of the noise.
All right. I'm going to have to pull some more 20s out of my butt. I don't like this.
Rootmore is going to use a reaction.
Go ahead. I just have to roll something really quick. Okay. I'll remember that. Go ahead.
He's using Protector's Sacrifice. He reaches a hand towards Scarab.
Oh, this is fucking loud, but hang in there, buddy.
And reduce the damage you took, Scarab, by 9.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
And Rootmore takes 9 damage.
Ooh. Oof.
Okay, so of that 14, then you will take 5, Scarab.
I just did the math.
Rootmore takes 23 sonic damage.
Gah! Don't need ears. Nobody needs ears.
Oh, shoot. Charvaros failed that save and also took damage and is sickened. Sabra managed to save and took some of the damage. As you see the shockwave expand, passing over Sabram and Charvaros, his head whips back and he spits out some blood, retching in pain. He coughs down for a moment, spitting out more blood as he begins to retch, trying to heave off that sickened condition. He gets... He succeeds.
Good.
He is no longer sickened, and with that, he will rifle through his robes and produce a bottle that he weakly uncorks and begins to drink. Savrum is next. She turns, sees her father coughing up blood. She immediately cries out in concern.
Father!
Before she turns back, a look on her face like you haven't seen before, Monet. Her face twists, contorts into a look of rage before she almost imperceptibly fast dashes up next to the electrics, or the musical zombie, sorry. She dashes up behind him, extending an arm wide above her head, bringing down a thunderous attack. And that's all the time that we have for this week.
Oh, God. But why?
Why?
Tell me why I don't have the thing pulled up.
I do. I just wanted to let you know that the Cursed Caravan uses trademarks and/or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. In case you didn't know. Used under Paizo Inc.'s community... community use policy, paizo.com/community use, and that we are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. The Cursed Caravan is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo.
We tried, but Imad couldn't figure it out. So as far as we know, this is free for you.
Yeah, you know.
Forever. Doomed to live in poverty.
Diplomacy? Poor. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com, please. The Cursed Caravan theme music and beat you are hearing right now is written by our very own Matthew.
Matt? Years ago.
Yeah. We would like to thank Michael Gelfie Studios, the world reference for tabletop RPG audio, for the music and ambiance that we usually use in our episodes. Thank you, Michael Gelfie.
You should use it too.
And if you'd like to, you can find out more about them at michaelgelfie.com. Check out their Patreon and Luchador links. Their Patreon and YouTube links in the description. Leave us a comment and rate us 5 stars on your podcast app of choice, especially Apple Podcasts. That is the most important one for all of you iPhone users out there. iPads, what are other
iPads? You know what I heard? You don't even need an Apple device to use it. I don't really use it, but I don't think
he has an Apple device.
Fucking goddamn.
Oh, no.
Well, that's all the time we have, folks.
Cat decided to just plop down and knock over all my dice.
Look, send money to Imad at imad.com/imad.
With money.
He'll no longer have to deal with this cat knocking his die down. She just ran away.
She just ran away. Mom, do you got any comments for us? Sorry, I know you're in the middle of it.
I do. We have a comment from, I love the handle, Justin, the Friendly Dagger.
A Friendly Dagger.
Episode 35 of Crown of the Kobold King. He says...
Was that last week's?
Seems you've gotten yourselves in a bit of a sticky wicket. I wonder how far a man would go to save his daughter from meeting a bitter end. Would he sacrifice the well-being of a whole town in search of a cure?
Ooh.
Though, such a task would be no small undertaking. He might seek the assistance of somebody enthralled by the mere promise of discovery. Somebody willing to experiment. But... even so, the townsfolk wouldn't willingly offer themselves as lab rats for such experimentation. They would need some covert way of distributing their concoctions amongst the unwitting masses. Masses, just for thought.
Cody, what have you been telling Justin? Getting deep.
I haven't told him shit. I haven't talked to him about the podcast. I haven't talked to him in weeks, let alone about the podcast.
That's
sorry, Justin, no,
I
haven't talked to you.
I just like
weeks.
The way he thinks.
Your fault too, if you think about it.
I like the way he thinks because that's how I'm thinking. And it's pretty cool comment for what we just experienced in the episode.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's why I'm reading it now.
Although because, I will really be
good.
Honest.
Good choice.
I'm starting to wonder if it's Savrum that's doing the necromancy and Charvaros is protecting her.
I mean, I think she's a hag.
Yeah, I mean, there's something hag related, 100%.
If not her, then with the creeds. But either way,
in any case,
this isn't looking too good for them and their family.
Good theory, and I like it. I like you giving us hints onto what you think is going on.
We love that. Because, I mean, it's at least a little validating because that's what I've been dancing with in my brain.
Yeah.
But I try not to metagame too hard.
Anyway.
Yeah. Thank you, Friendly Dagger.
Thank you, Friendly Dagger, for your
love to see you, bud.
Friendly comment.
Love to see it, bud.
Anybody else has any predictions or anything? Don't give us spoilers if you play the game, but anybody has predictions, love to hear it.
Fine. Yeah, and question of the day. Do you prefer third person video games or first person? Thank you.
If you'd like to contact us, aside from leaving comments on our many platforms that you can leave comments on, feel free to email us at thecursedcaravan.com. We've gotten an email at least, right?
At thecursedcaravan@gmail.com.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. At thecursedcaravan@gmail.com.
At imod.imod.com. Let him know if you prefer a third
at imod.imod.
Whatever.
But if you do that, we will also answer those emails on the podcast. So do that. Do all of that. Comments and emails. All of our contact information is in the description below. Thank you for being a traveler on the Cursed Caravan. You're so good at what you do.
You're so good.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So being a
We're
traveler.
Sorry. And we're recording.
The Monet started her period.
Oh, no.
This is one of the worst.
For my immersion.
This is one of the worst mechanics that we've brought into our game. I mean, don't want to take that to be taken wrong, but it just comes out of nowhere.
It's true. You're sickened too.
God damn it, Cody. Nah,
shut up. Shut up, Matthew.
Okay. And we're recording.
Yeah, hold on.